ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So there are 18 chapters in the Bhagavad Gita, and chapter 4 is entitled Transcendental Knowledge. And when we were talking earlier about the rasa dance, and I mentioned this verse, so please repeat. Yeyata mam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajami aham mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha saravasha. Where are you going? This is for you. All right. So Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to who? Arjuna. But actually, Arjuna is just a target. Krishna is actually speaking to you and me, all of us. We shouldn't think, oh, Bhagavad Gita, that's for Arjuna. It has nothing to do with me. No. Bhagavad Gita is for everyone, and not just the Hindus. Bhagavad Gita is for all human beings. Even in this verse, manushya. The English word man or mankind comes from this Sanskrit word manushya. Because it is the understanding that Sanskrit was the original language of the whole earth. All the other languages are ultimately derived and coming from the earth. So this word manushya, mankind, Bhagavad Gita is for everyone. Let's see if we can solve this problem. All right. So let's look at this verse, Krishna speaking to Arjuna. Yeyata mang prapadyante. This word prapadyante appears several times in the Bhagavad Gita. It means to surrender. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, we see that Krishna tells Arjuna, "My dear Arjuna, my ultimate instruction is that you surrender to me. And if you surrender to me, I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Ma shuchaha. Don't hesitate. Don't worry. Don't fear, don't doubt. You should immediately surrender." But after that, one of the final things Krishna says to Arjuna, "Now that I've told you everything in these so many shlokas, now you have free will. You can decide what to do." Krishna does not force Arjuna. He doesn't force any of us. We can choose to follow Krishna or we can choose not to follow. That decision, Krishna has nothing to do with. That's your end of the bargain. It's your choice. God has given us free will. Minute, but still free will. Now, he says in this verse, Yeyatang mang prapadyante, as you surrender to me, because surrender is there are so many levels, there are so many degrees. And actually, surrender doesn't mean a one-time thing. Actually, surrender means moment to moment to moment. Just like a husband and wife, they agree to marry, but after the marriage day, they have to work at their marriage. They have to really work at it. And each one is surrendering to the other. That is a successful marriage. When the man surrenders to the woman surrenders to the man, and they work cooperatively to achieve their goal in life. So this surrender to Krishna is an ongoing process. The devotee always wants to surrender more and more and more and more. Now Krishna is saying in the next line, tangs tataiva bhajam yaham. As you surrender, I reciprocate, I reward. How can this be? Because God is a person. And this is one of the most important things that you can learn in spiritual life. Because there are many, many people who don't accept, who don't believe that God is a person. In fact, to come to the point of understanding that God is a person is a gift. It's a gift from God. And what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? He says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. When do you get that gift? After many, many lifetimes. Now I could ask, I won't. But if you have come to the development of your spiritual life, if you've come to that stage of development where you are convinced that ultimately God is a person, don't think that that's happened overnight. You have come to that conclusion after evolving through millions and millions of lifetimes. To come to the point of understanding that this Radha and Krishna are actually spiritual, transcendental personalities. To come to that conclusion, that's a rare gift. I hope you all have that. If you don't have it, I can bless you if you want, because you get that blessing from a devotee. A devotee can bless you with that. So Krishna says, as you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly, because he's a person. He's the supreme person. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find the word Purushottama. Everyone say that beautiful name. Means the topmost person, the transcendental person, the supreme person. I'm a person, you're a person. But there is a supreme person, that is Krishna. Or in the other verse, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, Gyanavan Man Prapadyate, Vasudeva. Everyone say, he lives everywhere. He's in everyone's heart as a person. He's in your heart as a person. You're a person. The soul, the Atma, is dwelling in the heart. And Krishna, as a person, is dwelling in everyone's heart. Where's the little bell? It's on the tray. Oh, that's right. So Krishna is saying, as you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly. Later on in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will say, everyone begins their spiritual surrender to Krishna out of 4 reasons. Out of desire for money, out of distress, out of inquisitiveness, or one who is really searching for the absolute truth. Everyone comes to Krishna in one of those 4 categories. Myself, I came to Krishna out of distress and because I was searching the absolute truth. There were 2 causes for my coming to Krishna. I was completely in distress and I was honestly searching for the absolute truth. When I came upon this movement, Hare Krishna movement, when I met my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, then I came in touch with Krishna. So that's what I said before. You can come to this realization that God is a person when you are blessed by a devotee. A devotee is someone who accepts that God is a person. He may be Christian, Jew, Muslim, whatever, but if he ultimately understands that God is a person, he's a devotee. And these are the people that we should be associating with, devotees, those who believe in the existence of God as a person. So Krishna says, as you surrender, I reward. So the whole process of bhakti is a process of gradual surrender. You can give to Krishna, yat karosi yadashnasi, yaj dahosi didasi yat, yat tapasyasya kaunteya, tat karushva madarpanam. Since God is a person, you can begin your surrender by doing something for Krishna. Offering your food to Krishna. Offer your work or service to Krishna. Give your mind to Krishna. You can begin simply by reading Bhagavad Gita every day. How many people are reading Bhagavad Gita every day? Not enough. Not enough. Everyone should be reading Bhagavad Gita and give their mind and their attention to Krishna. And Krishna will reciprocate. If Krishna didn't reciprocate, nobody would continue. Sometimes the question is asked, why do people spend hours and hours every day hearing and chanting about Krishna? I know why I do. I spend hours and hours every day hearing and chanting about Krishna. Why? Because I immediately see and feel the effects of Krishna's reciprocation. If you sincerely hear and chant about Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate. Otherwise, nobody is going to continue. Nobody is going to chant and dance day after day, year after year, unless there is some reciprocation from Krishna. But since Krishna does not interfere with your free will, you have to make the first step. You have to make the first initiation step. My Lord, I want to approach you. Then Krishna makes the next step. Since Krishna does not interfere, he doesn't force. So we have to make the first step. And that is the business of devotees. Devotee's business is to jumpstart everybody else's spiritual life. Get them so that they feel some inspiration to take a step towards Krishna. And once you take a step towards Krishna, then Krishna will take a step. And then when you see Krishna's reciprocation, that will inspire you to go a little further. That's how we progress. It's actually baby steps. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, Shanakshanaya Uparamed Buddhya Dhriti Grihitaya. By means of intelligence, step by step, gradually, you get closer and closer to Krishna. Till finally, could somebody please take care of the child? Don't let the child just run, please. Yes. The Krishna's over there. But this isn't Krishna. That's good. No, you're smart. I will now say a little story. You like stories, Benita? So here's a nice story. And this will tie in. There was a demigod, a Gandharva. The Gandharvas are great musicians in the heavenly planets. So there was one such Gandharva, Upabarhana was his name. Upabarhana. And he had a very beautiful body, very attractive to the women of the heavenly planets. He was an excellent singer. So one time in the heavenly planets, there was a satsang, Sankirtan festival. So this Upabarna, he decided, they're glorifying Lord Hari. I'm going to sing some songs about the demigods. So this was improper. Sankirtan means, Sankirtan festival means Hari Kirtan, glorification of the Supreme Lord. Everyone say, Hari. So this Upabarna, he was singing, glorifying others, not the Supreme Lord. So the leaders of the festival, they became very agitated. And they said to Upabarhana, you are unfit to reside here. Just like if somebody came into this crowd and caused a disturbance, we would say, you have to go. We're not going to let just anybody come in here. They have to behave accordingly. Somebody came in here disrupting, then we would have to send him out. So the organizers of the Sankirtan festival, they cursed Upabarna. You are no longer fit to be a Gandharva here in the heavenly planets. You should immediately take birth on earth as a Shudra. And so Upabarna immediately took birth in the womb of a Shudra woman. So he grew up, and at the age of 5, his mother was a servant in a dharmshala. So at this particular time was the rainy season. And as is the custom, the saintly persons, they were known as Bhakti Vedantas. They were great self-realized souls following the path of bhakti. So there was a whole bunch of them, and they spent the 4 months of the rainy season at this dharmshala where the young boy, where his mother was serving. So the young boy was also serving, cleaning the dishes, cleaning up, doing menial services. And the Bhaktivedantas would discuss high philosophy, and they would chant mantras. And the young boy, he liked their association. And that was the beginning As I mentioned before, you get the blessings of a devotee, you can advance. So the young boy, he liked hearing these Bhaktivedantas. And one time, he asked if he could eat the remnants of the food on their plate. And they said yes. As soon as he ate the remnants of the food, something happened in his heart. He had a complete change of heart. And he became more and more inclined to these Bhaktivedantas. And these Bhaktivedantas taught him Bhakti Yoga. They taught him. 5-year-old Sudra boy. But because he had faith in them, and because he liked them, they blessed him. And they taught him Bhakti Yoga. After the 4 months, the Bhaktivedantas left. Then one day, the boy's mother, she went out to milk a cow. And she was bit on the leg by a snake and she died. So, now the boy, 5 years old, has no one to take care of him. So, he begins walking. And walking, and walking, and walking. And finally he sits down under the shade of a big, big banyan tree. And he begins his bhakti yoga that he learned from these Bhaktivedantas. So he began his meditation, but it was meditation in bhakti. Not ordinary meditation, bhakti meditation. So just as the Bhaktivedantas had taught him, he began his bhakti meditation. And very quickly, the Lord appeared to him. It wasn't a vision. God actually appeared to the boy. And the boy wrote down, it's written, that when he saw the Lord, he didn't feel any difference. And he said all the limbs of his body were separately enlivened by seeing the personal form of God in front of him. He was completely in rapture. After some time, the form disappeared. The boy woke up and he said, oh, I'll just meditate again. So he tried to do the same meditation, but no matter what he tried, he could not see the form of God. He tried and he tried, but it would not appear. Then he heard a voice. It was the voice of God. And the voice said, you are not going to see me again in this lifetime. There's a reason. We'll see. The Lord said to the boy, you're not going to see me again. I've shown you my form once. And you're not going to see me again in this lifetime. Why? Because since I've shown you my form, and there's no better form to see, the rest of your life, you're going to hanker and hanker, looking for that form, and by that hankering, you will become purified and self-realized. By that hankering. The Lord has His way of doing things. The same way, when Krishna left the gopis and Radharani, with the same intention. When you have something valuable and you lose it, oh, it's too much. So with the gopis and with this young boy, Krishna appeared, then disappeared, and the rest of his life he was simply looking, when will that day come? Finally, that life ended. The boy died. But he took his next birth, coming out of Lord Brahma, as the great saint Narada Muni. And he was given a special musical instrument from Lord Krishna. You can't buy it at Guitar Center. This instrument Krishna gave him. It's a veena. But when he plays the strings, the sound that comes out, Radhika Ramana. Everyone say, Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana. So Narada was given special benediction. He will always be in pure Krishna consciousness. He plays that instrument, the names of God resound. Narada was given other blessings. When Krishna was here just 5,000 years ago, just once he visited Krishna in his palaces. Just like I consider this house a palace. Compared to where I live, this is a palace. Would you consider this place? Yeah. So, Krishna in Dwaraka, Krishna only had 16,108 palaces. That's all. Drop in the bucket. Because if Krishna had 16 quadrillion, it's still insufficient. Because Krishna only married 16,108 wives. That's all. That's nothing. So Narada went to one house and Krishna was eating with his queen. And Narada was saying, wow, this is great. So he quickly left, went to the next house. And in the next house, Krishna was taking a bath. Then he went to the next house. Krishna was playing chess. So yes, you can play chess. Then he went to the next house. Krishna was arranging the marriage of his sons and daughters. Every house, he went to all 16,108 houses. In each house, Krishna was doing something different. Then Narada said, ha, now I know who's God. Only God can do this. That no matter what house I go to, he's doing something completely different. And Narada was blessed by Krishna at one point. I don't remember the exact episode. But at one episode, Krishna blessed Narada. Narada, I bless you that you will never forget me. Oh, you can't get a better benediction. Narada was blessed. He will never forget Krishna. That is also my prayer. The person that I want to emulate in my life is Narada Muni. I love this whole Narada Muni because he can travel everywhere. He doesn't need a visa. He doesn't need an airplane. He just plays that veena and he flies all over. He goes to heaven. He goes to hell. He goes to the spiritual world. He's flying all over. And what is he doing? Chanting and preaching. That is what I want to do. I want to be like that. At least travel and preach all over the world. Will you bless me for that? Even my wife blesses me. Jai. Jai. We're up to 25 people online. So, Narada Muni, right? It started off, he was nonsense. But he was cursed, but he got blessed by the Bhaktivedantas. He did what they said, and he got the special blessing. So we should, all of us should pray that, my dear Lord, I want to take one more step closer to you. Everyone should be willing. Bad machine. Everyone should be willing to say that prayer. So let's try it. Everyone raise your hand. I want to see who, if I had any effect. So if you like what I've been saying, then you'll repeat. My dear Lord Krishna, I promise from this day forward to take one step closer to you. Very good. Now after the arti, you should take the plate away. After the arti, just before we take prasad, if anybody wants, I'll be giving everyone, whoever wants, blessings. And you have to come first, and the other birthday people, they get first blessings. Okay? So everyone raise your hand. Repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. All right. Are you satisfied? What did you learn? Good.
And God is a person, meaning God is everywhere all around us. If you walk in any house, you see God's face. He's there always.
He's definitely within everyone's heart.
He's always there. And that each day, you should always try to take yourself to closer to Krishna.
Good.
By chanting Krishna.
Ooh! Where's... Yes. Not